escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon. We will hear, we hope to hear. Apparently, Steve Yzerman is speaking with the media very shortly. I would imagine it's just kind of talking about the acquisitions they made this week.
Yeah, his off-season presser.
What's happening here. But we are monitoring that situation and anything of substance that comes out of it. We will certainly relay to you, the people out there. I'm very interested to hear what he has to say. How he says it. I don't expect him to say, "Yeah, we're in the midst of trading for so and so." He's not going to give that away. But I would expect him to say, when asked about improving his team, or even before that, just as preemptive, "We're always looking to improve this team. We are actively looking in the trade market to see who's available, and we'll find out exactly if anything does come to fruition."
So, do you think though? The fact that he's choosing right now to talk, and the media is already down there for the most part for developmental camp, so it's easy to get them there and you could talk to them. But does this indicate they're done? Now, of course, if a trade comes, he can make a trade later on, like we've already discussed. But the fact that he's doing it on July 3rd, and it almost has a feeling of finality, doesn't it? Like, this is our team. Like, hey, if something comes around, we of course, will address it. But it has that feel to it, does it not? Because
no.
If you had other plans of making some moves, at least in the upcoming days or weeks, you wouldn't call this presser right now.
I don't think that's the case. I think it's just free agency is now we're entering day three. Like this is now officially starting our 49 of free agency, if you will. But if you look at the available free agents, they're almost all gone. So from a free agent standpoint, if he's like, "Yeah, we've done all we're going to do in free agency. Now I can get out and talk about the free agents we acquired and what the plan is moving forward." Yeah, I think you can go ahead and do that. And then if you make a trade,
that gets its own press conference.
That's going to get its own press conference.
And I understand that. Just interesting.
And it should get, hopefully it's a player that deserves his own press conference, right?
Yes, where Steve, maybe we get a live press conference with a jersey and everything.
Right.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, maybe Stevie calls in.
Oh, you guys? Have you guys ever had Yzerman on?
I think we have.
Good.
It's not typical. Usually it's a morning show thing. They're going with the morning show. But we'll monitor and see what he actually has to say about what's happened in free agency. And I go back. I think this team is a little bit better, just a little bit better than what they were to finish the season because of the goaltending situation. Adding Gibson it's not a small move. It's a big move. It's a good move. And it buys more time for the Red Wing prospect goaltenders to develop, whether it's Kosa or Augustine. You know, Augustine's going to play another year at Michigan State. And Kosa, I imagine we'll see some of Sebastian Kosa this year.
You better.
Here and there. I agree with you. I think we better see that. And I'm still stunned. I said yesterday, I cannot believe we only saw him for, you know, a period and a half last year in a game that he ended up winning coming in relief. and then was up with the club for like the next four games and didn't play.
Yeah.
It was beyond me. And I wonder if that was one of the reasons.
Very good in the one game he did play.
He was, yeah, not right away, but yeah. Anyway, so we will continue to monitor that and see what happens and what Steve Yzerman has to say. In the meantime, we're talking about the Tigers and specifically Javi Baez. And is there anybody out there that is like that? Now, I said I had a couple players I could mention, but it's one is different circumstances. I'm not sure fits the criteria of this. The other one sort of does, and yet we will see here when I bring it up. So the first name I'll bring up.
Yes, comps to Javi Baez, the turnaround, which is unprecedented.
Right, the 180 is what just happened here, right? The first one I'm going to mention is Chris Chelios.
Okay.
And I say that because Chris Chelios, when it came to the Red Wings, Wings fans hated Chris Chelios, right? Remember him from Montreal, whatever, but it was really Chicago. His days as Chicago Blackhawk on the blue line there, literally hammering Steve Yzerman in the head on a consistent basis, always stirring stuff up behind the net, in front of the net. Red Wing fans hated Chris Chelios. And yet, Chris Chelios ends up being a beloved member of this Red Wing team, and I think may actually have played more games as a Red Wing than he did with Montreal
or
Chicago.
That's a good one, but it's nowhere near.
No,
because,
but it's not the same because it wasn't like he got here, sucked, and then all of a sudden turned into an all-star.
Right, because he won the Norris before he came here. He was a stud. I mean, the fact that you were getting a good player, it's just a player you hated because he played for the Blackhawks.
And it was not the same. And I'll say this about Chelly, though, which is, again, why maybe this is more ammunition for this. As a Red Wing, he was good, not great.
Yeah.
I thought he was good. He was solid.
I agree.
But he was nowhere near the agitator that he was when he was a Blackhawk. And he wasn't the young stud that he was when he was with Montreal.
Right, winning the month.
He was a guy who fit well into this team that had a million veterans, a ton of Hall of Famers, and he was one of them.
Okay, that's not bad. Here's mine.
Well, I have one more.
Oh, you
player,
got one more?
Just
sorry.
As a comp.
Go ahead.
The other player was drafted by the Lions. He was drafted in the first round, 20th overall in 2009. And it's the position he was drafted at. And because he ends up being a first-round pick, fans hated him from day one. And I thought it was unfair. So they drafted that year Matthew Stafford first overall. Then they drafted with a 20th overall pick.
Jeff Backus? Is that
Brandon Pettigrew.
Oh, okay. Tight end.
So Brandon Pettigrew, because he was a tight end, people hated it. In the first pick in the second round, the Lions drafted Louis Delmas.
Safety from Western Michigan.
Yeah. Fans loved Louis Delmas, hated the pick of Pettigrew. Had they simply flipped those picks, I feel like Pettigrew would have been beloved by the Lions fans because it wouldn't have been a first round. You can't use a first round pick on a tight end, and yet the Lions have done it, you know, three times in recent memory. They've done this starting with Brandon Pettigrew. Pettigrew ended up having a couple of really good seasons with the Lions. The second year he played there with the Lions, he had 71 catches. The third year, he had 83 catches. The fourth year, he had 59 catches. All three of those years, he was targeted over 100 times. Brandon Pettigrew was a pretty good tight end for this team, yet fans hated him from day one because he was a first-round pick. They thought they wasted a first-round pick. In the meantime, had they drafted Louis Delmas in the first round, nobody would have said anything. Oh, yeah, get a safety. Bolster that defense. There you go. What difference does it make? They got both of those guys. You just flip it around. But Pettigrew was maligned, and yet he was pretty good for a few years. But that doesn't even come close to Javi Baez. That's why I think this question is tough as hell from a player standpoint, because I don't think there is a comp.
I don't think there is either. That's why it's miraculous what Baez has achieved and accomplished. Here's my two, and they're not athletes because I can't think of an athlete. The comp to Javi Baez and his turnaround. One, the Fords. Sheila Ford took over the Lions. Remember at Kelvin Johnson's retirement day,
yeah,
she booed vociferously, and she's like, oh, it's okay.
Well, she understood.
And now look at her. People love Sheila Ford. People love the Ford family. People love the Lions. The other one, to a lesser extent, is Tom Gores. I mean, the fact that Tom Gores bought out Monty, the fact that they made the playoffs, he hired Trajan, who hired JB. Like, I do believe fans now love Tom Gores. Those are my two.
Those are two really good ones. They're not players.
But they're not players.
They're not players, but they're both really good. And I'm glad you went specific with it's Sheila Hamp, right? Because she took over that team from her
Martha
mother.
And, of course, William Clay.
Yeah. And, you know, I think even to an extent, you could say Martha. She made changes, and she was, you know, she didn't want to accept mediocrity. She's the one that made the decision to move on from Jim Caldwell.
Yeah.
Now, albeit a terrible decision who they hired after that, but they tried something outside the box. It didn't work. You know, Patricia and whatnot, and the GM, that just did not work. But then Sheila takes over the team, makes those decisions to move on from those guys and bring in two guys that had very little experience, and it's worked wonderfully. And now she is getting her flowers as she deserves them.
Yeah, we need the closest to Baez then.
Tom Gores is interesting too, though, because fans would make fun of Tom Gores. I don't think fans didn't really make fun of Sheila Hamm.
Sure.
I mean, they were upset. They were like, oh, great, we're having a woman owner again. This isn't going to work.
I mean, Tom, you had the t-shirt time.
Yeah.
You had helping the community.
But it happened quickly with her. Because she made the right moves. Tom Gores, it's taken a while, right? He bought the team and, you know, wearing the button-down shirt, button-down to the navel, showing all the wolf, working the T-shirt cannon, all that stuff.
Says some really interesting things.
Yeah, he just goes off on tangents. He's terrible as a public speaker. And some hiring decisions, they look like a joke. And, like, what is this guy doing? Spends all this money to get Monty Williams. Okay, and that's a disaster. And like, here we go again. But then he made the move. I'll buy him out. I'm going to bring in the other guys. I'm going to bring in J.B. Bickerstaff. I'm going to bring in Trajan Langdon. Let's go. And everything changed. And that's a quicker 180 than when Sheila Hamp has. And I think maybe Gores is the better comp than Sheila Hamp is. But again, it's not a player. What player can possibly be a comp to what Javi Baez has done?
We got a great one on the ticket text. I want to roll it by you next, and you tell me if it's close.
248-539-9797. This is 97.1, the ticket. All right, Steve Yzerman is speaking with the media as we speak. And one of the things he has said, Will Birchfield is out there, and the Birchie kid is relaying some of this information via Twitter. It says Red Wings general manager Steve Yzerman on not making any major free agent moves. Says, quote, "We were certainly open to it. The guys that we were hoping to talk to all signed before free agency with their club or got traded. We didn't even get a chance to talk to these guys. Not much you can do about that." So we say or got traded.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That tells you there's two players that they were interested in, at the very least. You can say that Mitch Marner was definitely a player they wanted to go after. Noah Dobson was another one that they wanted to go after.
Yeah, but if you know a team is going to trade him and everybody knew the Islanders were going to trade Dobson, how are you not in on those conversations? Like, the fact that you say, well, never really got a chance to talk to them.
Well, like, they could have been. And
I'm not sure that's an excuse.
But then if you find out what that asking price is, and I think it also tells you he didn't want to match the asking price, which was a steep price for them to pay. But nonetheless, it's a guy.
Yep.
Keandre Miller was probably another guy that they were looking at.
Sure. From New York.
Yeah.
Who went to Carolina.
But when he's talking specifically about free agency, I think that speaks about Mitch Marner.
And I agree with you. See, here's, and I was just watching a little bit at the break as well, and Will asked them a question about, do you think you can compete without adding a top four defenseman or a top six forward? And Steve's like, well, we definitely want to try to add those things. But he did say he thinks they're marginally better. And he thinks John Gibson is going to make them tougher to play against. So that's what we said, and that's all good. Here's what I don't like, and tell me if I have maybe I have no reason to believe this. At every point over the last couple of years, what I hear from Steve Yzerman is, well, you know, we couldn't do much about it, or we just failed doing it, or we couldn't get it done. Just like he said to your quote that Will asked him that you just read. At some point, you got to pay off as the GM. Like, I don't take the excuse of, well, what do you expect us to do? Or it's tough in the offseason as an excuse. You get paid to build this team, and we're looking at 9 years without the playoffs. Not all on him. But, like, I just don't like hearing, well, not really much we can do there. No, your job is to build this team at the NHL level, something that you failed at so far.
Yeah, to an extent, he has. I mean, look, they haven't made the playoffs. I mean, an area we can say pass or fail. That's been a failure. It's been a failure for the 7 years, whatever it is that he's been here as the GM. What he is doing is adding to the talent base and the foundation of this team. That is happening, but it's not happening at the pace that
it just feels like an endless runway. Like, I get it, man. We're going to draft, we're going to develop, and that is how you succeed. I understand that. But you're not going to succeed that way by itself. You got to add some forwards. You got to add some veterans.
Well, he needs to find...
The drafting is fine, but how long are we going to say, well, he drafts well. He does everything else poorly.
He's made a couple of good acquisitions, but they've been outweighed by the bad acquisitions or bad contracts that have been handed out to a couple players. But what we need to see is the next DeBrincat trade. That's a need to see, right? I mean, you've stockpiled the prospect base. That's great. So maybe now's the time to start moving on from the first round picks again. Like Ken Allen used to give those first round picks away to
Candy,
right? Because the team was good and they were trying to improve from year to get even better. Maybe it's time to start doing that and pairing it with a prospect to land somebody of substance, which I still think can happen. July 25th, Steve Yzerman.
I wonder if he's going to be asked about that. Steve, do you realize there's now a trade deadline for you? It's July 25th at 2:00, so please make any moves before that to keep your job. Real quick, Ticketex. You can't sign players who are unavailable. Understood. But there's somebody available. And like, you can't say this forever and expect people to think Yzerman can get the job done. Well, you know, I just couldn't get it done. What do you expect me to do? I was too late on that one. Like, I get it. If the price and the asking is too much, then you move on to plan B. I have a feeling there is no plan B, though, or a plan C. You have to field an NHL team here.
And they will, and they have. And to my point, I wouldn't be happy if this is all they did. Don't misconstrue that. I'm not happy if this is all they do. But are they better today than they were at the end of the season? I think they are, but it's like slightly.
It's marginal.
It's marginally.
Yes.
Is it enough to make them a playoff team? I don't know. It's enough to be competitive again going into March, and hopefully they don't collapse again for a fourth year. That's what I can. What I'm concerned about. Why do they keep collapsing in March? Everything looks pretty good going into it, and this year it looked better than ever.
It did.
And then
they were 8 points up, right?
And then you have the Four Nations Cup, and you come out of that, and it's nothing.
I just feel it's always kicking the can, and Yzerman's pretty honest about what's going on, and there's this feeling I'm getting from him where he just, it's almost resignation. It's almost like, well, you know what, we're going to do our best. We're not optimistic we can get it done in free agency. Like, if he makes no more moves or no more substantial moves going into camp this year, if this is the team, we said it already, and I'm not going to judge him right now because there's a lot of time still, it's an epic failure, and I truly believe he can't do the job.
Yeah, it would be a gross disappointment if that's the case, and I don't think that's going to be the case. I do think they're going to do something. Do
you
think they're going to do something? I mean, there's hope is one thing, but do you think that he's going to do
my gut
make,
feeling,
make a trade?
No.
You don't think he's going to make
a
trade?
And let me tell you why.
Okay.
I thought the last 2 years something's going to happen, and DeBrincat did happen. But I feel that DeBrincat happened because DeBrincat wanted it to happen, not that Steve made it happen. Now, we gave up a first-round pick, but I kind of feel it fell in his lap. So every other time you thought, need to make a move, need to make a splash, need to make this team better, and he hasn't. So until he proves otherwise, no, I'm not so sure it's going to happen. Why is this time going to be different than any other time? So, no, I don't believe it. I want to be proven wrong.
No.
And some of these comments, and I know, man, you're not supposed to react
to
press conferences.
Thing is that
I know.
It's speaking in front of cameras and microphones, and you're not going to give away the farm with what you're really
understood,
planning on doing.
But the comments annoy me because it's this feeling of, well, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Well, so
I want you to do your job.
Ryan Hanna reporting out there, he says, Yzerman says that while they continue to explore trades as development camps wrap up and teams configure their rosters, fewer teams are pressed against the cap, so there will be less pressure to force trades.
See, and that's a problem, and we talked about that too. The cap continues to go up, and it was stalled for a while where I think it was easier for people to make moves.
The acquisition of Mason Appleton, Ryan Hanna says that Yzerman says they're looking for Appleton to play on the penalty kill and on a checking line that can maybe chip in a bit of offense. So he's looking at he's a bottom six forward.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. I don't think anybody was surprised by that. Van Riemsdyk, probably a top six forward, but can they still get better? Yes.
I just feel our worry was always that over the last couple years that he's not cut out for this job. And we were sold a false bill of goods. That was our worry. And we've always denied it.
I don't think there was ever a worry. Like going into when they hired Steve Yzerman.
I mean over the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
When you start to chip away of like that hockey savior mold that you thought you hired. So the worry is that, like, okay, maybe he can't do the job. Maybe Tampa was a fluke. Maybe he wasn't responsible for all the success. The more we go on and the closer we think we're getting to like this NHL product that should make the playoffs, I'm starting to worry that our biggest nightmare might be coming true, that this guy simply can't do the job.
Well, I hope that's not the case, and I know we all hope that's not the case, because he did build something in Tampa Bay that turned into something great in Tampa Bay.
Sure.
And in large part, it was because of a couple of players that he drafted. I guess there were some acquisitions as well.
Yeah,
no question he's drafted well, but the acquisition part, I mean, we're 7 years into this, and how much talent have they really acquired outside of drafting? And we're still waiting for some of these draft picks to kind of pay dividends. And like I said, there's a handful of prospects, and I'm dying to see if any of them can make the team out of training camp. And even then, there's going to be a learning curve because they'll be rookies.
I'm not looking to take a credit away from what he did in Tampa. I'm not. I just want to see the same thing here.
Sure.
Okay? And so far, we've seen anything but. You can only stand on the excuse, well, Kenny Holland left me in a really bad position so long. This is year 7. 9 years without the playoffs. It's not good enough to step to a podium, and I know a lot can change still, but it's not good enough to step to a podium and give me the, what do you want me to do? Which he kind of did.
Well, he did that last time. I don't think he's doing that right now, but he did that.
Well, I can play you a cut if I can get it in the system before the next segment where he pretty much says the same thing.
Well, if he says the same thing, then he said the same thing. Ryan Hanna has another quote. Says Yzerman said, quote, I think today our team is a little more competitive, maybe constructed a little bit better than it was at this stage last season. I agree with that, But the obvious follow-up is, are you good enough to compete in the playoffs?
Right. He was asked that. He didn't really answer it.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We got some people who want to react to this, and we look forward to hearing from you via text or the phone next year. 97.1 The Ticket. So the Steve Eisenman press conference just ended. We'll see if we can get some sound from that and hear what the Wings general manager had to say from his own mouth. We've read some quotes, but we'd rather hear it in full context. So we'll get some of that coming up in a little bit here. But people do want to say some things about what's happening here with his team at this point. Let's start with Greg in Westland. Greg, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Greg.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Greg.
I wasn't going to really call in until I heard Rieger say that Eisenman didn't do anything to make this team tougher to play against. And I totally agree. This is one of the softest teams in NHL. That's why they lost a lot of third periods, because they wear nobody down. They have no big wingers. Soderblom, I don't know about him. He reminds me of Darko Milicic in a hockey jersey.
Why?
Because he's tall?
What?
Why do you say just because he's tall or what?
Well, he's only got eight or nine goals the whole season. I mean, he was brought to score. Same thing with Berggren. I don't know why they re-signed Berggren. Well, I can see why they signed him, maybe to trade him. But he's just another Philip Zazina. He's got a shot from the circle. He's slow on the back check. He's not a corner guy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This team has no grit, and they didn't accomplish anything.
Hey, Greg,
in that area.
Greg, I don't disagree with you, but the disturbing thing to me is you see this team. Eisenman said they're marginally better, which maybe he's right about that, but it's hard to envision them getting much better to make any kind of run or get in the postseason as the team is currently constructed. You needed something more, and they didn't get it, at least up to this point.
I understand that. I would have went after Tanner Janot, who went to Boston. The East is a pretty tough division. And, you know, we have nobody. I mean, look at Florida. They won the Stanley Cup with two legitimate tough guys on their fourth line.
Yeah, a lot of better team building there, too. You're right.
I mean, they also have, you know, a triumvirate of amazing players, and by the way, one of the best goaltenders in hockey. So, I mean, there's a lot to look at there. That being said, look, it's the age-old thing. The Wings aren't tough enough, right? I get so tired of hearing that. However,
he's not wrong, though.
I don't think he's wrong. it just is normal response. It's like, all right, whatever, here we go. But, yeah, they do need to get tougher. They need to be more physical out there. And the guys they have with size, there aren't many.
So Gator.
Rasmussen has size. He starts to throw it around a little bit, but he gets hurt a lot. Soderblom, I think, is maybe I'm way higher on Soderblom, I think, than most people are. I just think there's tons of potential there. That he's just scratching the surface.
Yeah, the jury's not out.
He hasn't even played 50 games in the NHL. He's got 9 goals in 47 career games over the last 2 years. And I think if you watch closely in the second half of last season, we started getting some ice time. He was making things happen. I think he's going to be a much better player than people think. Now, is he going to be an all-star? I doubt it. But is he going to be a guy that can be a 50-point-a-game or 50-point-a-season guy? I hope so. I hope he's a guy who can get a 20-goal score. I hope he is. With that kind of size, it's an advantage on the power play at the very least, in one of the power play units. And he's got good hands. He makes things happen in tight spaces that you just don't expect because he's 6'8". But, yeah, I'd like to see guys that are more physical. I think they drafted Carter Bear, but we're not going to see him for 3 or 4
right.
years.
No, see, but Elmer, or at least a guy like Elmer, is not really a selling point. That's the other thing. I keep going back to 100 years. I keep going back to hockey is all about tradition, and essentially this is the team you're going to throw out there. Like he said, yes, in a perfect world, I can get a top 6 forward. I could get a top 4 defenseman. He's going to have to trade for both. Is he going to be able to pull that off when he hasn't done much of anything like that over the course of the last 3 to 4 years?
Back to the phones, and Chad is in Detroit. Next up here, 97 with the ticket. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Right. A little frustrated.
Yeah, I think you can probably sense it already in my stammering. I don't even know what to talk about first. Eiserman is so over his skis as in this job. Julian Breezeblom, make no mistake, is and has been the GM of the Tampa Bay Lightning for a very long time, even when Eiserman was there. And it's very evident that that's the case with Steve here. 7 years in, we only have 3 players total that have been drafted from rounds 2 through 7 by Eiserman that have ever played for the Red Wings. 3 out of like 45 picks.
Yeah, I would say that I tend to agree with you on this point. I'd give Eiserman credit for hitting on just about all of his first round picks. But beyond the first round,
a trained seal.
Hey, Chad,
a trained seal.
Don't stop. Don't say that.
Round.
Don't say that. Don't say the trained seal stuff. All right. But I will agree with you.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong. A trained seal. Shut up with that. If you want to be...
All right, fine.
How many times has he picked in the top 3? Trained seals can pick the top pick in the draft, but, I mean, does a trained seal go out there and draft Mo Sider when everybody says, what are you doing? Right?
It's not like Mo was the 28th pick. He was the 6th pick.
Yeah, and people all question, why the hell is he picking him at 6? And he ends up being a guy who was very well valued at that
point. Yeah, but the problem is there's not too many examples like that. Yeah, forget the trained seal thing, but there's not too many examples of Eiserman winning a trade, winning a move, being the guy that we thought. And again, the bar is so low now. Make the damn postseason.
It's a different take now what he's doing, what he's having to do now than what he was when he took over the team. Like you mentioned earlier, getting first round picks in exchange for guys.
He's really good at that.
That was before.
Yeah.
I agree. As the team was horrible and they're trying to get better by accruing as many draft picks as possible and then building it up that way, as opposed to now where this team should be in the playoffs. They've been close for the last 3 years and they've failed, which is it's abject failure not making it. But now he's having to trade from a different standpoint. Now he's trying to trade for actual NHL players that'll be impact players on his team, and he hasn't gotten. He did with DeBrincat.
That's it.
But it's tough to go beyond that.
I mean, the sad thing is, and we're not doing it this time around, but Patrick Kane, that is looked at as one of Steve Eiserman's better moves. Over the hill forward that was fine enough and likes playing in Detroit and likes Alex DeBrincat, so he's sticking around. I can name two moves that I think were good from Steve Yzerman from that point of view. Forget drafting. We're talking about the entire job. It's Patrick Kane. You got him. When other teams were interested after the hip surgery, right?
Right.
You didn't know how good he'd be.
Took a chance.
That surgery, usually guys don't come back from. So I give him credit for that. And DeBrincat, we already talked about. Gator, other than that, and I'm not saying you disagree, but other than that, give me an Yzerman move where you said to yourself, damn, we got the right guy.
There were times a few years ago that they made initial moves to get better players on this team that made the team go from being one of the worst teams in hockey to being a team who's competing. But those players end up, after a year or two, they didn't hold up.
Like, give me an example.
I'm trying to remember who the player, I'm thinking, like, this is back in like the Pugh Suter era, in the embryonic stages of the first year. Actually, embryonic stages.
When Anthony Mantha was on the team and Andreas Anthony was on the team.
I'm talking about well after that. When they traded to get more experienced players that made the team better and more professional out there. Like the early couple of years of a cop and comfort contract.
Right, where you could
make
the
point. When they first started, they were better and they helped get the team better. But those players have a limit of how good they are. David Perron was another one.
Right. And those are things that again, Yzerman came in with a lot of praise. And to go from the 2019 team, which was truly pathetic and had like 12 wins or whatever, Jeff Blashill was the coach, to go from like that team to just like, okay, on the verge of the postseason, that's what you've done in 7 years. It's just not good enough. And this had to be the year. And then you add the fact that, like, hey, what happened with Jake Walman? You had to attach a second round pick. Stuff like this.
Well, don't say had, say has to be, because there's still time to get something done, as you've already said.
Understood.
Yeah. So this has to be the year that
this
they
does
get something done.
But as of right now, and we're going to hear the comments, I hope, but what you've read and what you know, do you really believe he's going to get the job done? Do you really believe he's going to make a move that you believe significantly improves this team? I don't.
I do. I think there's going to be. I think there's a trade he makes to get that top four defenseman or top six forward that we're all going to go, wow, that's a good move.
And if he gets the laser beam on my face,
and fair enough, then we're going to ride out the season and we'll see. Hey, cap space going into the trade deadline.
Sucks.
And
nobody
it's going to be that whole thing again.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get to the offseason and we're going to say, you know, if the team fails to make the playoffs, then yeah, I think he probably has to go as a GM. I think this is why this has to be the year for him here. I don't know what Chris Ilitch is thinking. Only Chris Ilitch knows what Chris Ilitch is thinking. I know Steve Yzerman is laser focused on what he's going to do, and he tunes out to what anybody else is going to say. He doesn't believe in the hot seat or all that. But for me, yeah, if they don't make the playoffs this year, he's got to go. And yeah. I love Steve Yzerman, but
everybody does. But you got to separate the love of the player and the love of the GM. And I just, for some reason, hearing the comments today makes things worse for me. And again, he gets the time. He gets time. He can still make really big, impactful trades. But the point about the salary cap having gone up and more teams having money so they don't feel maybe they need to trade guys to get under the cap, I wonder how that affects things and how that affects Yzerman.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same to text as well. Doug's in White Lake. Doug, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Dougie.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Fabulous.
Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to mention to you about a really good comeback player. I'm an older guy, but I was down at the 1968 World Series, and Bob Gibson set a record for most strikeouts in that year, in 17 strikeouts. And Denny McClain won 32 games. Well, left out in the last place there was Mickey Lolich. Well, Mickey Lolich did win 17 games that year, but the year before he hardly did anything at all. But Mickey Lolich would be my comeback guy because he went ahead and won the last game of the World Series at the Tigers.
Well, he certainly had a world, and thanks for the call. He had a great World Series and won the three games in the World Series.
My mother tells me all about it.
Yeah, and he had he was 17-9 in 1968, but he won 14 games the previous 2 years, 15 games the year before that. He won 18 games the year before that. So I don't know if Mickey Lolich would fall in that category, but certainly what he did in the World Series was legendary, and he will always be remembered for winning those three games in the 68 World Series. For those of you that were around at that time, I was not, but yes, I know that was absolutely legendary. I doubt he was anywhere near as maligned by the fans leading up to that as Javi Baez, which was our whole point. It, Javi has done a complete, the fans have done a complete 180 on Javi because Javi's done a complete 180 with his career as a Detroit Tiger. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, the ticket. That's Red Wings general manager Steve Yzerman, and that's disappointing to hear because what that tells you is that Detroit's not a destination.
Yeah,
and they're left out. Because and why aren't they a destination? Because they're not winning.
Absolutely.
And why aren't they winning? Because they haven't been able to put together the team, the right team yet.
Well, I listened to more of the Yzerman press conference at the break, and you know, he said specifically, and you read the comment about Mitch Marner, they never had a chance with Mitch Marner,
right?
Because it was already established he was going to go to Vegas and what happened there. But he said something, Ted Colfin, I think it was Ted Colfin from the Detroit News, said like, do you expect more trades? Do you expect big trades? And Steve said, there's a couple of teams we know that are willing and looking to move guys, but for the most part, no, because the salary cap has gone up and these teams now are able to keep their guys instead of being forced to trade them away to get under the cap. So when you hear that comment and you pair it with striking out in free agency, which, by the way, he said he probably would. He said he wasn't optimistic that they were going to be able to get something done free agent wise because there were more teams that need guys than players to go to teams. So you add it all together. Steve has yet to really lie to us. He's painting the picture, Gator, that it's going to be next year that he does the trades. He said probably next year. He's painting the picture. This is the team. Now, there might be tweaks here and there, but that's the picture he's painting. And again, if he's accurate and there isn't something that truly helps a top six forward or a top four defenseman, it's such a fail, man. I can't get over it.
Yeah, I understand that. And, you know, does next year, does that mean trade deadline in March of next year, literally, but it's still in this upcoming season?
No, I mean, it didn't seem that
possible.
Way.
Because,
it seemed like next offseason. But
yeah,
yes.
But don't know, right? But the you mentioned earlier in the show, there's and we did yesterday too, there's a million top quality free agents that are out there for next year. But we saw all the really quality free agents this year just re-sign with their former teams. No doubt that a bunch of those guys have re-signed with their teams as well. But things change when you get to a deadline. When you get closer to a trade deadline, teams want to, depending where they're at in the standings, if they're out of the playoff push, they will move guys. And that's just a fact. Guys get moved all the time at the trade deadline.
For a litany of reasons.
Yeah, and the trade deadline has not been as great the last few years as it used to be, like in the mid to late 90s and the 2000s before the salary cap was implemented. Trade deadline was outstanding. You would see big-time players moved all the time.
Yeah.
Now you rarely see that. That's usually reserved for the offseason. Still holding out hope something like that can happen. We don't know who is available. Nobody does unless you talk to a GM. And, you know, you don't know unless you're another GM. They don't exactly leak that information.
No, but we haven't heard all the comments from Yzerman, and we're going to try to get you even more so you can hear what Steve had to say. With all that being said, though, I'm so curious where the fan base is on this man now. And I do believe something changed from when we started the show at 10 o'clock to hearing these comments, which to me just reeks of, well, we tried. Well, what do you want us to do? We couldn't talk to free agents. This is year 7. Of course he gets time. It's his team. It's his job. But my God, my attitude has changed from, dude, I'm willing to wait because guys get moved in July, to it reeks of this is your team. And if it's your team, it's not good enough. I'm so curious where the fans are.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number, same number to Texas. I guess, and from that standpoint, I understand that too. I get you. And I'm trying to think, what should he have said during a press conference that's going to make you feel better about this exact same situation? And I think initially it's just as a GM, you want to hear somebody take ownership and take the accountability of, look, we wanted to get into free agents and we were unable to because those guys signed with their own teams. And there's a reason those players signed with their own teams, because those are good hockey teams. We have to be better. And this is the part that I would throw in. We have to be better as an organization at developing our own players and finishing games and winning games so that we become a playoff team. So we become a team that people see going into the latter parts of April and hopefully into May and later, that people can then say, well, the Red Wings are an up-and-coming team. Look what they've done. Now they're in the playoffs. Need to get to that point. We're not there. It's been woefully disappointing to see what's happened over the last 3 years of three straight amazing failures after the trade deadline and going in the month of March. I can't explain why that's happened. We all have to be better as an organization.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
But
it would be nice.
He's not going to give you that fiery speech to instill the confidence. That's just who he is.
Well, he came close to that when he talked after the season with the Larkin stuff. But you are right. And, okay, if you think of it from the point of they were close 3 years in a row, if you can get over the hump, who knows what that team or those teams could have done if they actually got into the tournament.
Right.
So maybe we're feeling a little different. But you're right. Those three March swoons really affect you of how you view this team.
It's just brutal. It's just been brutal as Red Wing fans to have to endure this. And we were spoiled for 25 years of great hockey.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you this.
Outstanding hockey. But, and we get it. It takes a while to rebuild. But, I mean, we're in year 9 going into the year 10 here. Exodus here. That's way too long.
Here's a quick ticket text. Tell me what you think of this. Quote, we didn't even have an opportunity, unquote, to contact some targets during the offseason is a fireable offense. You're not doing your job. Create opportunity. Free agent-wise, you could talk to these guys, but obviously they don't want to choose Detroit. To your point, Detroit's not a destination. But to not be in on some trade targets that you wanted, I don't think that's what he meant.
No,
like
he had to have talked to teams about Noah
Dobson if he had interest.
Yeah, I think he did. And I think he was specifically talking about the free agents that ended up re-signing. Like, if you wanted Aaron Ekblad, you desperately wanted Ekblad. You wanted Sam Bennett. Those guys were returning to Florida. If you even thought about, you know, the little pain in the ass over there as well, Marchand.
No, yeah.
But again,
yeah, he's not coming here. He went back to Florida.
Of course not. Yes, right. All three of those guys. And they took less money. That's the other thing. It's like we always talk about this fabled hometown discount. Someone's going to give the hometown discount, and it never happens or it rarely happens. They literally gave those guys a hometown discount. Aaron Ekblad would have gotten $9 million on the free agent market.
Pretty nice when there's no income tax and you're trying to create a dynasty.
It's always been the case in Florida.
I got you, man.
But $9 million could have gotten on the market. He took $6 million to stay in Florida. He could have pushed it and asked for more to stay in Florida and then get even more money because of the income tax thing, but he didn't because they want to run it back because they want to do something that hasn't been done in the NHL in
Absolutely.
40 years, which is go back to back to back Stanley Cup champions. Hasn't happened since the Islanders in the early 80s. So when that happens and everybody's looking at the free agent list before free agency begins, and every Red Wing fan, including us, we're going through it and we're like, Sam Bennett would look great in a Red Wing uniform.
God,
the way that guy plays, my God, a player before, man, he'd look awesome. He'd look awesome. He gone. All right, Mitch Marner. I mean, let's go on. They got to spend $12 million here. Let's get Mitch Marner. Would you spend 12? Well, they got all this cap space. Yes, it's worth it. We have all the debates. Well, Mitch Marner, not going to happen. They're going to trade him. They're going to do a sign and trade or whatever they were going to do, and never even had the chance to make the offer for it. Although I suppose if they had said we want to trade for him, that maybe you can get in there. But if it's known that that's not going to happen, if Mariners camp lets you know, he wants to go to a cup contending team, then you're out. But that's on you.
Yeah, but
it's on the organization
because
you're not a cup contending team.
And I don't even have a problem with not being all that active in free agency because the free agents that were available, you probably end up ridiculously overspending for them because the ones that you really wanted decided to stay with their own team anyway. But it's the trades. It's the fact that, and again, I keep having to remind myself, there's plenty of time. There's still plenty of time. But the comments today, and I know you disagree, but having this press conference, when he had the press conference, feels like he's indicating that they're done for the offseason, which I know is not the case, but I get the feeling from it. And then the whole, well, what do you want me to do attitude? It all rubs me the wrong way.
Well,
I'm frustrated.
The fact that he did say, you know, we're looking into it once these developmental camps are done, which
shortly. The big disclaimer, which is, it's going to be difficult because the salary cap is higher now.
Yeah, but he's always downplayed everything.
I got you.
That July 25th.
The Yzerman trade deadline. Gators, Yzerman trade deadline.
My self-imposed arbitrary day of July 25th. That's the my own personal.
Be listening July 25th at 1:55 as Gator ticks it down.
Hopefully we're talking about adding somebody that's a very significant addition to this Red Wing team.
Valeni and Rico's show starts at 2, so you might need to up the trade deadline to 1:53.
I'll still go 2.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, we'll take your cuss. What do people think? People want to talk.
248-539-9797. The telephone number, same number to text us as well. We'll get into that. We got some Tiger stuff that we haven't really gotten to yet. The Tigers did split the doubleheader yesterday. A lot of good. And then one inning of awful. Awful. Which has us rethinking the whole season for the Tigers. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1 The Ticket.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.